Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah. Estağfurullah, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyûm ve töbü ileyh. Eslev tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete illâ ve tevvâbur rahîm. Ve affennâ ya kerîm, ve affennâ ya kerîm. وَاغْفِرْنَا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ أَلَبَنِ يَا اللَّهُ أَلَاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنْ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidil Evvelin vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müzdidin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظِيمُ Allah-u Teala says in the Kur'an-ı Kerim, I have brought you as a mercy upon all creation. Hundred and 120,000 prophets came between Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were all brought to certain people, certain tribes, certain nations. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Ta'ala brought to us as His mercy to all men, nay, to all creation of Allah Ta'ala. And in a hadith you could see Allahu Ta'ala says, لَوْلَاكَ لَوْلَاكْ لَمَا هَلَكْتُ لَفْلَاكْ. If it weren't for you, my beloved, if it weren't for you, I would not have created the creation. In another ayat, I have brought to you a messenger from amongst yourselves, grievous to him, you're falling in distress, always striving to help you, and merciful to all believers. And then in another ayat, Allahu Ta'ala tells him, tell them to us, if they love me, they should follow you, then I will love them too and forgive their sins. Thousand 445 years ago, tomorrow, 12th of Rabiul Awwal, before noon, on a Monday, Allahu Ta'ala brought in His mercy and generosity on the face of this planet a baby born from a father Abdullah and a mother Amina. But his father died before he was born and mother followed soon after, and he was left an orphan. So that when he was in need or anything, he wouldn't say, oh mother, oh father,
so that he would say, Ya Allah, and Al-Rabin. He was unlettered. He had never a human teacher. But his teacher was Allah Ta'ala, and he was the wisest and the most knowledgeable of all human beings. One day, as he was together with his ashab, a Bedouin walked in from the door and asked this question, Ya Rasulullah, when is the Qiyamah going to happen? When the end of the world is going to come? Ya Arabi, said he, what is it to us? Allah Ta'ala knows only when the Qiyamah is going to be, but we have to know when our Qiyamah is. Ya Arabi, have you thought of when your Qiyamah is? When you will leave this world, and what have you prepared for it? Ya Rasulullah, I'm a poor Bedouin. I have no preparation whatsoever. But Ya Rasulullah, I love Allah Ta'ala and you very much, said he. Rasulullah said, the one who loves each other in this world will be together in the hereafter like this together also. Anas ibn Malik says that when he heard this conversation, the whole ashab, of all the things which they have learned, which they have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the happiest thing which they have ever heard in their lives. For Anas says that we loved him so much that we couldn't separate ourselves from him. Whenever we can see him, we went to seek him. And we all worried. When that day comes, precisely our own Qiyamah, and when we will end up out there, and he will be high, high above us somewhere, and we will never be able to see him, they used to worry. But that gave us the pleasure to know, because of our love for him, that we will be together with him in the hereafter, says Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. One day, he asked to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Umar, said he, do you love me? Of course, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Do you love me more than anything else? Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anything else. Ya Umar, do you love me more than you love yourself? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu hesitated a moment. Rasulullah said, Ya Umar, if you do not love me more than yourself and more than anything else, your iman, your faith will be incomplete. Last week, I was ill. I am still ill. But today is such a wonderful day that I wanted to be with you. Last week, my son, in his khutbah, I hear, has talked about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and told some stories about him. especially the one I think he told you, is that Hazreti Isa alayhi salam had only three possessions in his life. One was an iron comb which he combed his blessed beard with. One was an iron cup from which he drank water. And one was a needle to sew his tattered clothes when they tore. And one day he saw someone drinking water from his hand like this, and he threw the cup away. One day he saw somebody combing his beard with his finger like this, he threw the comb away. And when Allah Ta'ala took him to the second heaven to save him from those who were after to kill him, he had just a needle, a sewing needle on him. Because of the weight of this one sewing needle, he couldn't go any further than the second heaven. And I am sure my son compared him to what we see, the riches of Vatican and the riches of all the Christians are striving in their lives to do. But today I am also going to tell you two stories about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then perhaps we can compare ourselves as Muslims, which we are supposed to follow his path, to what he did in those stories. In the early days in Medina Munawwara, when the Muslims were not yet well-to-do, people used to come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would tell them about Islam. And once came a delegation of fire worshippers, with the head of the delegation, a huge man, maybe 350 pounds or more. Huge, big. And so he distributed the thinner men amongst the rest of the Ashab, because they weren't rich. So he took the big fat leader of the group to his own house. He gave him the best room. They cooked a whole sheep, and there was a whole bucket of milk. They offered him, he ate the whole sheep, he drank the whole bucket of milk, and then he brought him to his room to sleep. And by accident, when the door was closed, the door became locked. After all what he had written, this big, fat fire worshipper needed to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. He tried the door, he couldn't open it, and it was a desperate situation. Alas, he excreted all around the room. And he was so ashamed that he jumped out from the window and he ran away, except he had a big golden amulet around his neck, a necklace which he left in the room. As he ran away, he realized that the symbol of his worship, the golden amulet, was left in Rasulullah's room, and he decided to return back. In the meantime, the morning had come. Rasulullah opened the door and saw all this terrible mess, and he decided to have it cleaned. Although the members of the house insisted that they should do it, he said, "No, this is my guest, and this mess is my duty to clean it." And when the fire worshipper came back to get his golden amulet, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
on his knees, pleading his expression from the court, and he became a Muslim.
We know how to kill. We know how to blaspheme. We know how to lie. We kill each other. If a fire worshipper would come to your house and dirten your house, would you follow the example and the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sacrifice to on your hands and knees to clean the expression? On the last days of his life, held by Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in one side and Hazrat Ali on the other side, barely able to walk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Masjid Nabi and he addressed the Ashab. And he said, soon I will go to my Lord. It is possible that during my lifetime I owe somebody amongst you something, that I took it and not give it back, or that I have broken your hearts, or I have hurt one of you. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the love of Allah Ta'ala, whoever I owe something, please let me know. Whoever I have hurt somebody, please let me know. He repeated that three times, total silence. And finally, Hazrat Ukasha radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, at such and such battle, you were on your camel, and you swung your whip, and you hit me on the back. I am sorry, Ya Ukasha, well, we have to make qisas. Ya Bilal, go and fetch my whip from my house. They went and fetched his whip from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and brought him, and he gave it to the hand of Hazrat Ukasha. Everybody is crying, everybody is saying, Ya Ukasha, hit me. How can you hit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Ukasha said, Ya Rasulullah, my back was bare when, you know, you hit me with your whip. Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Ali, lift my shirt so that my back will be bare. And when that happened, Hazrat Ukasha threw the whip away and he lifted, took his shirt away too, and he grabbed him and he kissed the seal of prophethood on your back. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, me, my mother, my father be your sacrifice. How could I possibly hit you? I am sorry that I played that trick to you so that my body touches your body so that I will not burn in hell, said he. Love is not possible for achieving with our little will. Love cannot be bought, cannot be taught, cannot be acquired. to love someone,
first of all, one has to know someone.
Nobody knows really how Hazrat Isa alayhi salam looked. Nobody really knows how Hazrat Musa alayhi salam looked. Nobody knows where they were born, where they were truly buried. But you see, we are fortunate. We have seen the place where the house was, where he was born. I have seen it. I have seen the cave where the revelations came to him. I have visited so many times his tomb, which is his house. We know how he looked, from the top of his head to the tip of his toe. We know how he smelled. We know how he felt when you touch him. We know how he walked. We know how he talked. We know how his voice was. We know how his character was. We know how he smelled. We know what he ate. We know how he slept. We know how he was with his wives, how he was with the children. We know everything about him. Or we don't know. But we can know. That's why once again, I brought this little book, which I gathered from many, many, many sources. Tiny little book, look how many pages. I don't know if you have read this book. I printed it for you, it's over there, 100 copies. You can pick up one. If you want to pay something, $1, you do. If you don't, you don't have to. But you really have to promise me, on the occasion of this such an important day, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have created anything. So our existence here is due to him. But as I said, you cannot, even if you knew him intimately, if you can imagine him in front of your eyes and it's as if you see him, you can even touch him and smell him, but still that does not guarantee that you will love him. Love is from iradi kulliya, is from the will of Allah Ta'ala, and he will give it to whomever he will. But think of your own self. Do you give a gift to the person whom you do not like? You only give a gift to a person who is worthy of that gift. How then to be worthy that Allah Ta'ala in his generosity and mercy would bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, very simple. If we simply follow the orders of Allah Ta'ala, do what he tells us to do and not do what he tells us not to do, and over and above that, as we know what Rasulullah said and did from the Hadith Sharif, if we would try our best to copy the behavior and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perchance Allah Ta'ala
will bless you with his love. Ya Rabbi.